This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Controversial radio personality Alan Jones has been immortalised in a new mural by street artist Scott Marsh in Sydney, after Jones said that Scott Morrison should shove a sock down Jacinda Ardern's throat at a Pacific Leaders Forum. Earlier this month, Jones said on air, "She's a clown, Jacinda Ardern, a complete clown. I just wonder whether Scott Morrison is going to be fully briefed to shove a sock down her throat." Jones's comments were widely condemned, including by Morrison, and resulted in a number of advertisers walking away from Jones's program. Marsh's mural depicts Jones with a gag in his mouth. Thorn Harbour Health has joined with Dowson Turco lawyers and investigative journalist Seb Starcevic to call for a parliamentary inquiry into historical and contemporary hate crimes against LGBTIQ people in Victoria. A similar inquiry was held by the New South Wales Parliament in 2018, and now there are calls for Victoria to follow suit, particularly in light of this week's apology from Victoria Police for the past enforcement of laws criminalising sex between men. Thorn Harbour Health CEO Simon Ruth said it was important for authorities to get a picture of the discrimination and policing that the LGBTIQ community in Victoria has endured. A new Galaxy poll has revealed that 63% of Australians do not believe that religious organisations should have a special right to discriminate against LGBTIQ people, or people based on their marital status. That number rises to 68%, including 48% of people who say they are strongly religious, when respondents are asked if religious organisations should be able to discriminate against people with different views or values. The results come as the Morrison government considers new laws that advocates fear may enshrine discrimination against LGBTIQ people and other groups under federal law in the name of religion. A broad coalition of health and wellbeing NGOs have issued a joint statement calling on the Australian Bureau of Statistics to collect data on sexual orientation, gender identity and intersex status in the 2021 census for the very first time. The groups say that meaningful inclusion of data in this area is welcome, as there are no other data sources to produce reliable statistics. The groups believe that better data in this area would help deliver strategies, policies and programs around LGBTIQ health outcomes and well-being. An Australian version of RuPaul's Drag Race will hit local screens next year, in the latest international expansion of the reality TV drag contest. As reported by online television industry trade magazine TV Tonight, ITV Studios Australia has landed the local format rights to the hit program, which first launched in the US in February 2009. Producers are now in discussion with Australian broadcasters, with the screening network to be confirmed. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The Great Scottish Run will become the first major race in the UK to offer a third gender option for competitors, but non-binary athletes will not be able to win prizes. Organisers have added the new option to race entry forms, but say anyone competing under the additional category will not have their performance counted towards rankings because the prizes are limited to elite athletes only. Gender issues have become a contentious issue recently. Last week, Caster Semenya was called biologically male by a member of the IAAF board, and star cricketer Maxine Blythen was criticised by anti-trans groups for scoring four centuries for Kent women's cricket in her first season. And finally, the Sydney Swans are likely to extend their sponsorship deal with Qatar Airways despite discomfort from their official LGBTIQ supporter group. Sydney and St Kilda faced off in the annual Pride game on Saturday, but some fans say the club's link to the government-owned airline undermines the message behind the match, as homosexuality is illegal in Qatar. Swans chief executive Tom Harley told the Herald the club has no intention of severing ties with the airline, as the partnership wouldn't compromise the club's values. The Swans won the match easily by 45 points.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.